Now, Swiss artist Pippi Lotti-Rist has a new exhibition at the Museum of Contemporary Art for the summer season entitled Slip My Ocean. The Financial Times has described this show as simply too good to miss, and we've got to agree. This morning, we're speaking to senior curator at the MCA and curator of the Pippi Lotti show, Natasha Bullock. Tash, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.
Now, let us know, can we, I want to kick off by asking, where does the title of this exhibition come from? Slip My Ocean. What's the meaning behind that one?
Well, it is the title of one of Pippi Lotti's works. Mm. It was a work that she made in 1997, and it riffs off a Chris Isaak song, Wicked Games.
Oh, wow.
And so it's I Don't Want to Fall in Love. And it was one of the first works that she made where she'd moved from the television screen to the walls, and that kind of correlated with changes in technology, so she was able to do that. But in this work, what happens is these shackles of love or objects of love fall to the floor of the sea, and this body of a woman and body of a man are kind of mirrored across the corner of a space.
Oh, beautiful.
And it is a lovely work. And we called it Sit My Ocean. We called the exhibition Sit My Ocean because also, not only because it relates to the intimacy that you could think about in terms of love, but also because it's sort of boundless and endless, an ocean on the earth. And because the Museum of Contemporary Art, of course, is on the harbour. So it had all these correlations to the personal, the world, and it just seemed fitting.
It does seem very fitting, and it's very beautiful as well. How did the collaboration between Pippi Lotti and the MCA come about?
We have these meetings where we talk through artists that we're really interested in, and then as a group we decide which ones we're going to pursue. And, of course, I was really interested in working with Pippi Lotti, and that's how the exhibition came about.
It's all visual art as well. It's all video art, which is quite interesting and something that I don't think we see a lot of here in Australia in terms of in our museum spaces. I'm really excited to see it come to the MCA. Which piece would you say is your favourite in the exhibition?
Oh,
it's like asking you to choose a favourite child. I'm sorry.
I know. I have to say, you do get asked this question a bit. It's always very hard to answer. However, I think Pixel World or Pixel Forest Mutter Plate, it's called, is one of the first works Pippi made that is about the pixels exploding into space. So it's 3,000 hanging LED lights in a space. Then imagine a television exploding. The other way that Pippi Lotti talks about this is as the neurons firing in your brain or as a magical forest. So, it has these great combinations of meanings between the body and the universe, and it's the way that she thinks through art. She talks about, for example, the sun being the biggest projector of all and our eyes being blood-driven cameras. So she draws these parallels between technology and biology throughout her work, and I love that work. The other work, though, that I think is really special, so that's a real wow work. You go in and it's like, whoa, and you walk through it and it's a really engaging piece. And there's other works that are quieter. So, for example, there's a piece in the work in the show where she pulled together, we decided to pull together 14 works in the one space, and it creates an apartment, a living room, a lounge room, a bedroom, and an imaginary portal in the corner to the outside world where these big projections are. And each of the individual works in that space are really special in their own way. So the show itself has these larger moments and then it has these quieter moments. And that was done very deliberately to highlight the highs and lows of Pippi Lotti's work, that it's not all just about these monumental experiences. She's also incredibly interested in the tiny little, for example, the creases in your skin or the pores. So it's about the big and the small.
Wow. These are all obviously pieces that fit a space and that are meant to be projected into a space. Did you find it difficult to put them all together and to make them fit into the MCA? Was that a bit of a challenge when you were putting in the exhibition together?
Space is always a challenge when you're working with art. But the beauty of Pippi Lotti's work is that it adapts itself to spaces. And yes, that's true of certain works. They had to be in large spaces, and that kind of predetermines if you're going to include those in a exhibition. But she has 31 years of art to choose from, so there's a lot to have looked at and to have thought through. And together we arrived at the choreography, if you want to call it that, of the exhibition, so that the pieces would work well in our minds, well, in that space in particular.
And help tell that story as well.
Yeah, and the aim really was to, as much as possible, make the architecture disappear. So we chose works that would either highlight the columns, for example, which are a very distinctive feature of the MCA as an old Art Deco building. And some of those works were put in particular places so that those columns would, as much as possible, disappear. And also the passage through to the final apartment that you walk down, the hallway, we call it, for the MCA, would also be in some ways minimised, so it wasn't such a hallway experience.
Wow, what an incredible process as well. What a so much more goes into exhibitions than I think a lot of people realise, and
I think a lot of us take
for granted as well when you see the final product, when you see the finishes and it all put together nice and neatly. There's so much more that goes behind it than we could ever imagine.
Yes, and Pippi Lottie talks about, for her, and I mean I think for most curators, the important aspect at the end of putting it all together is that it should look effortless. You shouldn't notice all the decisions that have been made, or because then, I mean, as soon as you start to notice, then it perhaps hasn't been presented or put together in the way that it should have been.
Absolutely. Natasha, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.
That was Senior Curator Natasha Bullock from the Museum of Contemporary Arts. There we go. Speaking about the interesting Pippi Lottie wrist exhibition, Slip My Ocean. Immerse yourself in this exhibition this summer before it's gone. It'll be at the MCA until the 18th of February. We'll pop a link on the website after today's show so you can learn more about the exhibition and listen back to the show as well. Oh my goodness. It sounds incredible. I love visual art. I love projection art and art that's kind of very interactive and almost enveloping of a space. And this sounds like the exhibition for me.